It is 101.9 Chai FM. I'm Benji Shulman. And during this period, every week, we like to cross over to Tumo Bapape, who is at the Long March to Freedom and brings us a new and interesting background history to South Africans we might not have known before. Tumo, welcome to the show. Nice to be with you.
Thank you, Benji. How are you?
I am very, very well and very interested in the person that you're going to be telling us today. About today, rather. It's the first Anglican Bishop of Natal in 1853, so early on.
Yes, yes. Today we're talking about a very interesting person. People in KZN or KwaZulu-Natal, Zululand at the time, used to call him Sobantu. And that is how he's affectionately known in the area. He was consecrated in 1853 as the first Anglican bishop of the newly formed Diocese of Natal. And after a while being in KZN, he became an outspoken and influential advocate of African rights. There are two important epic moments that happened during this era that I'd like to talk about. And in these events, we see Bishop John Colenso coming out and speaking on behalf of the Africans and becoming some sort of the main opposition to what was happening at the time. One event that comes to mind was the banishment of Chief Langalibalele, whom we spoke about last week. And Langalibalele was banished for life imprisonment on Robben Island, in what some historians refer to as the first treason trial of South Africa, which happened in 1874. Another moment that I'd like to talk about is the Anglo-Zulu War, which hit Natal in about 1879. And also, you know, in this war is the precise reason why we call King Cetshwayo of the Zulus the last independent of AmaZulu, because in this war, the Zulus lost the bigger fight. And after the war, Zulu land was now divided into amongst 13 puppet chiefs. So King Cetshwayo lost authority of the entire empire. And this is where now Bishop John Colenso comes in and advocates or calls for the reinstatement of King Cetshwayo as the king of AmaZulu. And although, the success of that was Cetshwayo being reinstated, but only ruling a certain portion of KwaZulu. But at least he did something, at least to call for the reinstatement of King Cetshwayo. Indeed, we can see John Colenso as a core Zulu, highlighting the international aspect of the people that contributed coming from other parts of the world, but contributed having to come in our country and contributing to our liberation. He became part of the people. He was fluent he had a good command of the Zulu language. He embraced Zulu practices. He published the first English Zulu dictionary. He translated the New Testament to Zulu. But Bishop John Colenso was not immune to critics. He was bitterly criticized for his tolerance for these Zulu practices, particularly the one on polygamy. He allowed some members of his congregation to become polygamist, and this he had a lot of critics. In fact, he was convicted of this. He was convicted of heresy in 1963, but fortunately was later the following year acquitted. Bishop John Colenso is one of the most formidable human rights activists of this time. Eventually, he was excommunicated from the church, but nevertheless, he continued fighting as an advocate for Africans and human rights to his death. So we celebrate Bishop John Colenso for this reason at the Long March to Freedom. I once more invite even you, Benji, and everybody who's listening in to come and meet this great individual that came from London and had a love for Zulu people and had a love for humanity and thought it was necessary to stand up and fight for them.
Thank you so much, Tumo Bapape there from the Long March to Freedom. Just